At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Basher with Jerry Dunleavy and James Hassan, the authors of the new book, The Untold Story of Biden's Fiasco and the American Warriors Who Fought to the End. Jerry, I come to you because you're going to help me solve the State Department. They have acronyms. They're a challenge. The first is SIV. The second is NEO. I loved it when somebody kept saying, don't say NEO, don't say NEO. I think that might have been the Secretary of State. What is a NEO? Why were they so frightened about it? What does it mean? This is not Saigon. We do have people who were not here then, Jerry. We've got to be careful. And what is an SIV, and why didn't they know how many SIVs they had?
Yeah. Well, let's start with the SIV problem. So SIV is a special immigrant visa. And so these are this is the visa program that was set up for our Afghan allies. So our interpreters, Afghan interpreters who help the U.S. military and other folks like that. And the SIV program, which was plagued by problems for many, many, many years, those problems had not been solved by the time that President Biden decided to leave Afghanistan. And so as the U.S. was pulling all of our troops out and the Taliban is rapidly advancing, we have tens of thousands of Afghan allies in the country that we had not come up with a plan about how to get out. And that problem was never fixed and never solved by the time that August 2021 rolled around. And so those tens of thousands of Afghan allies who we had made promises to, because of their years or sometimes their decades of help to the U.S. military and the U.S. NATO mission in Afghanistan, all of those people were stuck behind Taliban lines. And while thanks to the incredible efforts of the U.S. Marines and other service members at Kabul Airport during those 2 weeks in mid to late August 2021, thanks to their efforts, we were able to get a few 10,000s of those Afghan allies out. Many more, tens of thousands more, were left behind. And the Biden administration just never put together a plan about what to do for them. In terms of a NEO is a non-combatant evacuation operation. That is what the State Department has to request from the military to conduct an evacuation out of a country like Afghanistan. And the State Department and the U.S. Embassy in Kabul should have known that a NEO would be necessary very early in 2021, but they were in a state of denial. The Biden administration should have known that if they were going to do a NEO, Bagram would be a much safer, much more orderly place to do it from. But the Biden administration and President Biden, because of the troop cap that he put in the country, shuttered Bagram and meant that we couldn't do a NEO there, meant that we were stuck doing a NEO out of a small airport in the middle of Kabul, the capital, and that we were stuck doing that NEO in the middle of Kabul while the Taliban were in charge, which meant that we were stuck doing our NEO while we had to rely on the Taliban to provide security outside the airport. These were choices that President Biden made, choices that he made to not fix the SIV problem before the withdrawal. And these were choices that the State Department made not to declare a NEO until the Taliban had taken over Kabul. And obviously, this put U.S. service members in grave danger. And we saw the great loss of life, 13 U.S. service members killed on August 26th, dozens of service members wounded, some of them grievously, some of them with life-altering and permanent injuries, and close to 200 Afghans killed as well. So the SIV problem and the question of when to do a NEO, the Biden administration just did not put in the thought and planning that it needed to. And we all saw that end in disaster in August 2021.
What did Saigon mean to them? Why did they keep saying this isn't Saigon? What were they trying to convey?
Yeah, so in Saigon in 1975, that is the capital of South Vietnam. And the North Vietnamese swept south towards the South Vietnamese capital. And the U.S. had to do a very rushed withdrawal from that country as well. And as one quick aside, and sort of the connection here for how President Biden thinks about these things, he joined the Senate a little bit too late to be a major player in the anti-war movement during the Vietnam War. So how he tried to make his mark in 1975 was he was the most vociferous person in the U.S. government opposing efforts to save South Vietnamese allies, people that had fought alongside us during the Vietnam War. He even had a quote, and this is very close to being his exact quote, where he said that we don't have a moral obligation to save one or 100,001 South Vietnamese. And part of our book is that we think that President Biden sort of took that same mentality towards our Afghan allies decades later. Because you could see that same sort of callousness play out. And while the Biden administration was claiming that this was not going to be like Saigon, Biden said you won't see helicopters, you know, flying off the U.S. embassy this time around. I think that what happened in Kabul in 2021 was probably worse than what happened in Saigon in 1975.
James, I come to you. The military can see what's going on. They don't have the State Department need for acronyms. The Secretary of the Secretary of Defense, General Austin, is former CENTCOM. General McKenzie is CENTCOM. General Miller's on the scene. They know that Kunduz falls August 5th. At that point, are they telling state, are they telling the White House, this is going to all go over the cliff? Are they saying that out loud, James?
They're not saying it to the public, and that's for certain. They were at that point warning the Biden administration and the State Department in particular, because the State Department is the agency in charge of announcing a NEO, a non-combatant evacuation, basically an evacuation of American citizens. That's the State Department's responsibility. The military cannot announce it on its own. It cannot declare one. But so they were definitely telling the administration that things were falling quickly. In fact, General Vasily, who was the commander of Admiral Vasily, who was the commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan at the time, had said even a few months back, before. Before August, so we're talking, June, that the trajectory of Afghanistan, this direct quote, the trajectory of Afghanistan is in a downward spiral and likely not recoverable. And to that end, the military was trying desperately to get the administration to, pull its head out of the sand or to stop just wish casting and kind of engaging in this magical thinking that everything is going to be okay. But it was not the case. But to give you just a side-by-side of what the military was seeing and what the administration and in particular the State Department was doing at the time, when Admiral Vasily made that assessment in June of 2021, that the Afghan government was basically in a death spiral. The State Department locked down the U.S. embassy in Kabul because of COVID for several weeks, canceled all meetings with exit interviews with Afghan interpreters who were scheduled to leave the country, stopped providing almost any services at all. And in fact, confined most of the staff to their rooms other than outdoor isolated exercise. And so just the seriousness and the gravity of the situation was completely lost on the administration, or at the very least, perhaps that they didn't perhaps they didn't prioritize what was happening to those SIVs, but they were warned, and they were warned repeatedly.
The book is Kabul, the untold story of Biden's fiasco and the American warriors who fought at the end. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.